coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, the Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1. Are you there? All right, I want you carefully to read verse 1. The word was what? Now, the writer pauses for a moment and begins to talk about someone. Go, look at verse 6. Go on. Stop. Who is he talking about now? John. He says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He tells us that John was sent to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. Then he tells us clearly, John was not that light, because John was a great man and certain people believed in John. But he tells us through the scriptures and by the Spirit that John was not that light. He was sent to bear witness of that light. Now, verse 9. Oh, hallelujah. Aye. That was what? Now, he's brought in something else. I want you to notice this. He talks about the Word. And the Word was God. Then he brings in another thing. He calls him the light. He's given him another name, the light. And we all know the word of God is light. We'll come to that shortly. And then he says, that light was the true light. Why? Because there are many lights, brothers and sisters. There are many lights. Many false lights. And they don't give you the right colors. Many false lights. So he tells us about the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. That's the reason there is a God-shaped vacuum in every human spirit. Everyone has a knowledge inside him that there is a living God, including the atheists. Now, come on, let's read this thing. Glory to God. Now, look at verse 10. Huh? Read it, come on. He, come, stop. The word is what? He. Say it with me. He. Now, he's been talking about the word, the light, which is the true light. Now, he says, he. All right, read it. The world was what? We read earlier. This must be talking about the word one more time. Because without him was not anything made that was made. All right? The Word. Now he says, he was in the Word. And the world was made by him. and the world knew him not. Thank you, Jesus. It's an honor to know Jesus. I'm telling you. Come on, read verse 10 into verse 11. Come on. Stop. This is awesome. He says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power. Because you cannot be a child of God by yourself. Your mother cannot make you a child of God. Your dad cannot make you a child of God. Your works cannot make you a child of God. Your age cannot make you a child of God. He says here, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power, the authority, the ability to become, glory to God. You remember what he said to Peter and the other disciples? He said, follow me and I will make you. I will make you fishers of men. He said, I'll make you. He has the power. He says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the ability. He gave the authority. He gave the power to become the sons of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even to them that believe on his name. Oh, great news. See why I like to preach the gospel? I feel like everybody ought to hear it. I feel like the whole world ought to know it. Yes. 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 Because only those who receive him receive the power to become. How can you receive one of whom you have never heard? And how can you hear without a preacher? Somebody's got to tell you about him. And then when you hear it, at least you have an opportunity to believe. And if you believe in his name, you receive the power to become. That's why we preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. The 13th verse. Ah, that verse. That verse is everything. I'm telling you. That 13th verse is the closest that John could pick. You know, this book was written long after so many things in the book of Acts. Don't think that the book of Matthew was written before Mark, and then before Luke, and then before John, and then before Acts, and then you think that they were being written as the works were being done. No. John wrote this after he had known the epistles. He had read them. But the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So the Holy Ghost ensured that each one stayed in the area that he wanted them to stay, not to go beyond. So John, in his writing, gets so close to wanting to give us something of the new contract. But then he barely gives us a glimpse into that glory and he stops. And this is that verse where he comes so close. Where he would have just let the cat out of the bag, you understand? But then he stopped. Look at it. You've got to read 12 into 13 so you understand it. One to go. To them. Oh. Which not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. talking about being born again. He's telling you that when you become a child of God, because it says, to those who believe in his name, he gave the power to become the sons of God. Then he says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I could preach for the rest of the year on that. Every day, I said, that is everything. You know what it's telling you? That when you're born again, the life in you is not the life of blood. Now, it's important for you to understand this. The Bible tells us that the blood of man is the life of his flesh. The life of your body is in your blood. Hey, come on. If you've read about that in science, it ought to tell you that. The life of the human body is in the blood. That's why a baby, when a baby is born, the blood of that baby doesn't come from the mother. It comes from the father. The blood of that baby doesn't mix with the blood of the mother as long as that baby is in the womb. The life of that child is in the blood, and the blood comes from the father. That's the life of your body. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.